Science Inspirations. Unit 1. Extinct no more. Can we bring back mammoths? Reading. When the movie Jurassic Park came out in 1993, audiences were excited by the sight of ferocious dinosaurs coming to life on the big screen. The film used computer-generated imagery, CGI, to recreate these giants of the Earth's past. But it also inspired a new question for the human race. Could we bring back dinosaurs for real? To bring a species back from extinction requires two things: a sample of its DNA and a close relative still living today. Unfortunately, scientists have not discovered any DNA from dinosaurs, which died out too long ago for their genes to have survived. They have, however, collected DNA from another great creature that once roamed the Earth, the woolly mammoth. Woolly mammoths existed during the last ice age, protected from the cold weather by the thick coat of hair that covered their bodies. Most of them died out 10,000 years ago through a combination of rising temperatures and hunting by primitive humans, though a small population survived until 2000 BC on an island near Siberia. It is in Siberia that mammoth DNA has been discovered, the freezing temperatures preserving enough of their bodies in ice. Although the cells in these bodies are dead, scientists have been able to read the DNA inside them, making the idea of cloning them a real possibility. The next step to doing so involves combining the mammoth genes with those of their nearest living relative, the Asian elephant, in order to create an embryo. Ideally, that embryo would be carried in the womb of an elephant, which would give birth in the usual way. The problem is that Asian elephants are endangered, making researchers unwilling to experiment with them. Instead, the aim is to create an artificial womb that would do no harm to a living creature. So far, researchers have only done experiments with mice. Creating a womb large enough to nurture a mammoth is expected to take at least another decade. If they do manage to develop the technology to clone a mammoth, the next question is, should they? There is still a habitat cold enough for mammoths to live comfortably, Siberia, where their DNA was discovered, but there are clearly risks involved with bringing back an animal that has been extinct for so long. What will the effect be on the ecosystem? How will they raise the first generation of mammoths who will not have mothers to teach them the skills of life? And with so many current species threatened with extinction, should we not focus on protecting them rather than bringing back old ones? These are not easy questions to answer, but the idea of mammoths roaming the Earth once more is an exciting one. And unlike Jurassic Park, let's hope this story has a happy ending. Listening summary. Bringing back animals from extinction sounds like the movie Jurassic Park. But what if we could do it for real? Surprisingly, it is not an impossible dream. To recreate an extinct creature, you need a sample of its DNA and a close living relative. Unfortunately, no DNA has been discovered for the dinosaurs of Jurassic Park. However, we do have DNA from another great animal of the past, the woolly mammoth. We also have a living relative, the Asian elephant. So can and should we bring mammoths back? There are two problems. One is that scientists are unwilling to experiment with Asian elephants, which are an endangered species, so they have to create an artificial womb for the mammoth embryo. The other is that we can't predict the consequences of returning an extinct animal to a modern ecosystem. The technology for doing so, however, could be ready soon.